Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to Probably True. This podcast contains strong language and adult themes throughout, because it'd be boring otherwise.
I went for a drink with a boy recently, and we were flirting and chatting away, and out of the blue he asked, "So, how many boyfriends have you had?" Which I thought was a bit nosy. We'd only known each other for an hour or so at this point, and he wants to open that can of worms. Good for him for being direct in his intentions, I guess, but still, I don't like that question. It's a bit like someone looking at a second-hand car and asking pointed questions, or a racehorse dealer asking about previous riders. There's an image for you. Anyway. To avoid having to answer properly when he asked, "How many boyfriends have you had?" I responded with, "My own or other people's. Thank you, Mrs. White." Which, as well as distracting from the car crash that is my previous history, meant I could gently sidestep this idea of two people monogamous is the only way for a healthy relationship to be. I've never really been one for monogamy. This probably isn't that shocking since I'm not really one for relationships at all, but monogamy I find particularly weird. Being in love with someone, yeah, I get that, fine. Been there myself. Having that person love you back, yep, think so. Less often, annoyingly, but still, not beyond my experience. I've just never really got the hang of monogamy. I think it's probably got a lot to do with me being quite competitive when it comes to sex. I don't want to give myself too much credit here, but I almost always win. And, you know, variety being the spice of life and such. Just the thought of saying, "You seem nice, let's have a deep and meaningful relationship where we don't ever do something that we have both enjoyed doing with other people anymore, we only do it with each other." It'd be like playing tennis with only one person ever again, or pool, or something else involving balls and sticks, and you know where I'm going with that. It's like once you've decided that you like this person, and, you know, they've decided that they like you back, there's this weird kind of pressure from the rest of society, and it gets in your heads that you need to be exclusive or whatever. You know, imagine you and your lover, the apple of your eye, someone you want to grow old next to. Both of you love playing ping pong. And when people find out, you're expected to only play ping pong together because you both like it so much, regardless of whether you enjoyed playing it with lots of different people beforehand. You know, people with different techniques and different shaped bats and things. Do you really want to have just the same game over and over again until you both die? Maybe I'm stretching the analogy a bit there, but you get the gist. I'm not saying don't fall in love, don't get married, if you like, I suppose. All I'm saying is don't let society and this idea of respectability or someone else's impression of what a functioning relationship is like stop you from having fulfilling sex with other people if that's what you want. You know, what if it just gets boring? There's that old joke about marriage equality. "I can't understand why anyone would be against same-sex marriage. All marriage is a same-sex marriage because once you're married, it's always the same sex." And I'm a long way from being married. I can't even commit to a 6-month gym membership. But sometimes I wonder, what if that's not enough for you? What if you're totally, madly, completely in love with someone who loves you back and whose weird fits with your weird in the best possible way and everything is brilliant and you can't imagine not spending the rest of your lives together, but you just don't click in bed? It's not like a technical thing where you could just teach them a few new tricks. It's like a rhythm thing or something. Like, you don't dance well together. He foxtrots when you need a rumba or something. You know what I mean. And if that's the case, should you just break up and risk losing this amazing person who complements your life in so many other ways just because they can't get you where you need to go once or twice a month? Or could you, you know, just let someone else deal with that tiny aspect of your life and get on with enjoying everything else together with this amazing person? Like, say you do all the DIY jobs around the house, you know, putting up shelves, fixing things when they break, but one day there's a problem with the drains that you can't fix. Should you just pack up and leave the whole house to go find a new one, or do you just get a plumber to come round and see to your outflow pipe? I mean, maybe there's something in it. I've dated guys and been really into them and been really horny when they're not around and then just kind of thought, nah, I'll just have a wank. I don't want to really shag a stranger. I'm kind of into this person. But I don't know how long that would last, especially once you settle into relationship territory. I think sexually, I'm a bit like a magpie. I get distracted by shiny things. Except, you know, genitals shouldn't really be shiny. Unless it's like that birthday party I had at Sink the Pink once. I found a big bag of glitter in a corner. I spent the next 3 hours running around and chucking it at everyone. I was literally covered in it by the end of the night. And that stuff is like gay herpes. Once you've got it, there is no way to get rid, and it just kind of appears occasionally. Here's a tip for glitter management, though. Shower before you touch anything soft in your house. I didn't. I'd staggered in drunk and flopped on the sofa where I fell asleep for a couple of hours with a kebab in my hand, then crawled to bed and just burrowed into my duvet and slept the hangover off. Half a box of Persil liquid tabs later and I'm still finding glitter in my bedsheets. It was like I was constantly in some kind of unicorn bukkake film. There was always glitter on my face, on my hands. I've lived in 3 different houses since then and I still find bits of sparkle. Where was I? Oh, yeah. My point is, if a relationship is deeper than just sex, then surely there's room for a respectful and gentle discussion about occasionally getting someone in to do a messy job. Surely it doesn't matter who you're having the sex with, because you have something deeper and more meaningful than just slapping genitals together. And I'm not saying that everyone should be polygamous. There's something very smug about poly people, much like vegans and atheists. How do you know someone's poly? Don't worry, they'll tell you. Besides, the whole idea of polygamy, you know, having multiple meaningful relationships at the same time, it sounds exhausting. All that having feelings at people. It's bad enough with one person, but with several, you never have time to get anything done. You know, maybe I'm wrong. This is just me talking, having never been in a functional, monogamous relationship, but I see plenty of people who seem very happy. So it's possible that I've just not met the right person yet. Or it's possible that I'm dead inside and I'll die alone. It's pretty much a toss-up at this point. I suppose the main takeaway from this, apart from the image of me dying alone, upside down in a pub toilet, is that it's a thing you should decide for yourself with your partner. Partners. Don't endure a relationship that isn't fulfilling an important part of your life just because we've been told that's how it's supposed to be. But at the same time, don't just go out and do your own thing and ruin a relationship because of something like this. Make sure that if you're in a relationship, you're able to talk about these things and do these things with the blessings of everyone involved. Don't go cheating. That's just bad juju. Besides, they might secretly be up for a threesome too, but don't know how to bring it up. You never know until you ask. Either way, do your own thing and screw everyone else. Literally, if you like.
That was Probably True, a storytelling series written and produced by me, Scott Flashheart.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.